The Radio Wedding, Part 13. The Admission. It was a few mornings later when Jensen woke up sprawled across their Super King, luxuriously stretching his limbs and sighing contentedly. He let his eyes fall shut at the sound of water crashing against the floor of the ensuite shower, and rubbed his foot back and forth along the sheets, simply enjoying the silkiness of their high thread-count linen. He was lightly dozing when the bathroom door opened, and he turned his head against the pillow to get a look at the vision that was his husband. Jared wandered into the room and over to their clothes drawers, holding the towel fastened around his hips and concentrating on choosing a pair of jeans and a shirt. "Hey, you," Jensen called over, his morning voice gravelly and fond. When Jared glanced over his shoulder, Jensen smiled and reached out for him. "Come here." Unable to resist the adorable picture Jensen made, making grabby hands and all, Jared smiled and shifted to sit down beside him, leaning over at the same time Jensen tugged him forward. Jensen pulled Jared against him, nuzzling along the warmth of his neck and humming at the fresh citrus scent of his shampoo.
You smell good."
"Course I do," Jared replied, holding himself over Jensen on his elbows. "I just showered. Are you getting up any time today?" Jensen squinted over at the clock.
"It's 9 a.m.
"So?"
"So we start back at work again in less than 2 weeks. I'm trying to enjoy all the sleeping in I can," Jensen said, sliding his hands up the muscle of Jared's back.
"You need to come back to bed." Jared smirked. "And why would that be?" Jensen grinned, the tips of his fingers trailing to skim just under the line of Jared's towel.
"Think real hard, Jared."
Jared let his mouth hover teasingly above Jensen's lips, breathing down onto him. Jensen moved one leg out from beneath the bedsheets and laid it over Jared's thighs, attempting to lock him in.
"Let me put this in no uncertain terms. I'm seducing you."
Jared shook his head. "Can't, hot stuff. We've got things to do."
"They can wait,"
Jared replied, dropping his voice to a dirty whisper and rocking his hips up into Jared's side. The tip of his tongue peeking out from between his teeth was a humored and cheeky show of come hither that had Jared unsuccessfully fighting back a grin. Jared rolled his eyes, even as he felt the flush of arousal blossom through his body.
"We've got laundry, crap loads of laundry."
Jensen cupped his hands at the back of Jared's neck and gently applied pressure, trying to bring him in.
"It can wait."
"Groceries to buy?"
"Jared,"
Jensen cut him off, his eyes dropping to Jared's mouth.
"Come back to bed."
And with the way Jensen was rutting up against him and biting his lip, and looking for all the world like if he didn't have Jared right now, he was going to throw the mother of all tantrums, Jared sighed and dove in. He sank against his husband's outstretched body and kissed around the deeply satisfied laughter bubbling from his mouth. When he ripped his towel from around his waist and scrambled beneath the sheets, Jensen burst into peals of laughter, taking Jared between his thighs and throwing the sheets over their heads. A week passed, and everything seemed to change. To the untrained eye, nothing seemed out of place. To Jensen, however, the difference was about as subtle as staring down the barrel of a loaded gun. Jared had been quieter, more thoughtful lately, and that by itself was a huge warning sign. He'd smile, he'd laugh, but it didn't quite reach his eyes. Jensen had also noticed Jared spent more time on his cell phone. Instead of leaving it on the table or in their bedroom, Jared had it on him like it was a lifeline. He'd take it out of his pocket, tap out a message, and put it back,
sometimes trying to be subtle and sometimes too wound up to concentrate on anything else. Jensen had even stirred awake a few nights previously to find Jared's side of the bed cold and empty. By whatever instinct, Jensen had got up to peer through the part in the window's curtains and found Jared's moonlit figure below, sitting on the deck with his phone to his ear. He'd gone back to bed, his heartbeat sluggish and heavy, and when Jared slid between the sheets half an hour later, Jensen pretended he was asleep. Despite all of that, it was mostly several little moments that Jensen felt he could maybe pass off as something he'd simply read too much into, like how he'd clambered in behind Jared in the shower that morning, hoping to prolong the intimacy they'd shared the previous night, and felt the muscle of Jared's flanks tense beneath his hands for the smallest of moments. And when Jared looked over his shoulder, the set of his smile seemed a little sad, a little dull. Jensen figured maybe Jared wanted a bit of a breather, and while he was a little disappointed, it made sense. They had been up in each other's personal space a lot more than usual recently, their bedroom closeness naturally flowing into other parts of their entwined lives, and he'd offered to get out, leave him be. Jared had instead mouthed along the side of Jensen's neck and wrapped him in his arms. Jensen held him close, patting and stroking and fitting his fingertips to curves of muscle, smug satisfaction gradually becoming concerned the longer the silence stretched. Neither moved until the water ran cold, and Jensen's teeth started clattering. As soon as they were dressed, the cold extreme gave way to sunshine overkill. Jared was all smiles and trying to kiss Jensen while chomping a ridiculous amount of cereal between his teeth. Jared's constant chatter about anything and everything flooded the house, but it sounded forced. Instead of talking for the hell of it, it felt as though he was filling the silence to avoid the questions clear in Jensen's eyes. By the time Jared excused himself to walk the dogs, Jensen's head was sore from trying to pinpoint exactly what the hell was going on. Jensen had been sitting on the front doorstep, phone in hand, trying to decide whether to call him or not, when Jared wandered home 3 hours later. He watched, the angry pounding in his chest slowing down while Jared pressed the buzzer to shut and lock the front gates, both dog leashes on his left hand while his other held his cell phone to his ear. He saw Jared glance at him from beneath his bangs as he approached the house, and he ended his call, shoving his phone into the pocket of his hooded sweatshirt. Jensen bit down on his molars, trying to breathe out the anger he had accumulated while pacing the house for the last 3 hours, before it could tinge his words. "Where were you?" "Took the dogs to the park," Jared replied, gesturing absently to the pocket he'd just put his phone in. "Mama called. Kinda lost track of time." Jensen had an argument ready about how Jared had been acting all morning, and then up and disappeared without a call or text. But it died on his tongue when Jared scratched at his hair and crooked a sheepish smile at him. "Sorry, man. Would have called, but, you know, phone was preoccupied." Jensen squinted up at him in the dimming afternoon sun. "Are you okay?" Jared shook his head, like the idea had him bewildered and amused at the same time, which would have been convincing enough had his eyes not been fixed on the ground. "Why wouldn't I be?" Jensen's returned smile was emotionless and brief. "I don't know." Jared cleared his throat and strode past Jensen, bundling the dogs beside him and effectively ending the conversation. "Let's eat. I'm starving." Instead of eating and talking at the dinner table like they did whenever they were home, they sat on the couch with their plates of food on their laps, the television filling the silence between them. In bed, when the quiet and the questions running amuck in Jensen's head became too much, He turned over to face Jared with confrontation at the ready.
Jared.
Jared hushed him with a finger over Jensen's lips, which he soon replaced with his mouth. Jensen studied him, tracing the tired, sleepy slant of his eyes delicately with his thumbs, waiting for a sign, something to give him an idea about what was really going on between them, why it was different. He was soon easily distracted, sighing pleasurably when Jared took him firmly in his arms, wrapping all the way around, and he let his eyes flutter shut at the rub of Jared's tongue against his, and the warm pressure of Jared's thigh against his groin. His thoughts and worries flew out the window, and he was all too eager to forget about them. They fucked that way, in each other's arms with hardly any space between them. Jared's leg held high around Jensen's ribs. It was intense and incredibly quiet, the quietest they'd ever been. The only sounds in the room being the rustle of sheets, the slide of hands over skin, and the impossibly loud and heavy panting echoing off the walls amidst the silence. Jensen felt like they were riding the dangerous edge of a precipice, as if one wrong move would shatter the moment. He watched Jared carefully, open and concerned, while Jared lay arched across the pillows, strung out and lost to the sensations, his eyes closed, disconnected. When Jared came, it was with a shudder and a gasp, nails biting into flesh and warm, wet breath ghosting along the skin of Jensen's neck. Jensen followed soon after, grunting and thrusting desperately, like it was all the energy he had left. Jared held him through it, refusing to let go. Jensen fell asleep, exhausted and spent and wrapped tight in the sweaty circle of Jared's body. Jensen was cautiously optimistic the following day, hoping maybe whatever was tampering with Jared's mood was over and done with. He began to find he was questioning his own judgment, that maybe nothing was wrong and he was simply overreacting, perhaps being more worried than normal because he was actually invested in this relationship. He'd come to terms a long time ago that this was it for him, that he and Jared were going to be together until they were old and wrinkly. Now he wanted that to happen more than ever. He tried to think back to previous relationships, looking for signs and similarities. He remembered one of his high school girlfriends had done the same thing, being off, walking around with a fake smile and a fake laugh, excessively using the term, "I'm fine." She'd turned out to be pregnant by one of the guys on the football team, because apparently dating a track runner hadn't been cool enough. Jensen threw that comparison away. He highly doubted Jared was pregnant. He also remembered Joanna doing the same thing once. She had gone quiet, sad, looking at him like she was waiting for him to understand why. He'd refused to be manipulated, letting her sulk for over a week before she'd finally blown up at him about it. She told him she wanted him to figure out for himself what he'd done wrong. By the time he'd managed to get it out of her, apparently he'd spoken to some woman at some party he couldn't even remember for 15 minutes. Joanna had counted. The reason seemed pathetic. It was the beginning of a string of arguments that ended their relationship. Jensen discovered she liked the drama of having him reassure her. Jensen got tired of having to do it. It was a shame, really. He'd actually been happy with her. Jared wasn't the type to do that. If Jensen had done something wrong, Jared would have called him out on it as soon as it happened, and there certainly wouldn't have been an argument. Which led him back to square one. When Jensen realized he and Jared had been sitting in silence at the kitchen island all morning, he quietly cleared his throat.
Jared?
Jared glanced up from the newspaper, nervously thumbing the handle of his empty coffee mug. Hmm?
Jensen chose his words carefully.
I was wondering if everything's all right.
Jensen saw the wall that immediately loomed up behind Jared's eyes, even as he denied it.
Everything's fine. Why do you ask?
Jensen didn't believe him for a second.
You've been off the last few days, that's all.
Jared backtracked, and Jensen felt the briefest moment of relief. He wasn't being paranoid. Before the worry once again settled in, Jared shrugged it off, speaking with a weary, put-upon air.
I'm fine. Just a bit tired. It's nothing, really.
If you say so, Jensen replied with a wary nod of his own. It was an acceptable excuse, after all. If there was something wrong, you'd tell me, wouldn't you? I mean, I want you to talk to me. You know you can talk to me, right?
Of course, Jared replied, flashing Jensen a half-smile that was too casual to be truly sincere. Jensen saw it all. He felt like Jared was blocking him out, which had never happened before, and he felt the pang in his chest at the realization that Jared was lying right to his face. What worried him more was the knowing glint in Jared's eyes, like he knew Jensen didn't believe a word of it, but had no choice either way. Both Jensen and Jared knew he was a terrible liar. It was simply one of the downfalls of having such an open face. He wore his emotions clear for the world to see.
I get the feeling that...
Jensen paused, rubbing anxiously at the back of his neck, suddenly finding it difficult to speak.
I'm losing you or something. Can you explain that?
The unspoken apology in Jared's eyes made Jensen's gut feel heavy, and he watched Jared as he moved around the bench to kiss him. Jensen returned the kiss desperately, as if he could somehow draw the problem out of him, even as his brain told him to stop and demand answers. Before he knew it, Jared was kissing him the way Jensen loved to be kissed, hungry and consuming, and trapped against his body with no way out. Hands were everywhere, inside clothing, touching skin, as the pleasure built and burned. When Jensen felt he could breathe again, he was leaning haggardly against the kitchen counter, with his jeans and boxers down around his thighs, the afterglow of orgasm still warm inside him. He was jolted from the pleasant numbness when Jared wandered past him with the dog leashes.
Where are you going?
The reply he got was entirely unexpected. Taking the dogs for a run?
Hey!
Jensen yelled, his voice hoarse around the edges. He tugged his clothes back into place.
Get back here!
When Jared returned with the dogs skittering around the kitchen, Jensen pulled him forward by the hips and kissed along the hollow of Jared's throat.
What about you?
I'm good, Jared replied, pressing a kiss to Jensen's cheekbone and pulling Jensen's hands from his shirt. Later. Jensen fell onto his stool in a daze, absently watching Jared snap the leashes to the dog's collars before they left the room. He heard the excited panting and clicking of the dog's nails on the wood floor of the hallway, and the sound of the front door opening and closing behind them. Jensen felt like he'd been rejected and punched in the heart at the same time.
He what?
He just left,
Jensen explained, gripping his phone to his ear.
Grabbed the dogs and ran out the door like I'd lit a fire under his ass.
He turned down a blowjob.
Jensen winced. That's weird, right?
Christian was silent for a beat.
Maybe he... Yeah, I can't even make shit up about that. I wouldn't turn down a blowjob if I was on my deathbed.
Something's not right. I've been trying to put it down to holiday blues, but it's been going on for over a week now. We're due back on set in a few days, and I can't let this cross over into the show. Jensen sighed, his throat suddenly tight as he scrubbed a hand over his hair. What do I do?
I don't know if I'm the best guy to ask. I'm not the most attentive guy in the world, and I'm not sure how big gay marriages work.
We're not. Jensen let his reflex response die in the air, realizing they were well beyond the point of denying sexual labels. I usually corner him until he gives in, but he's not budging, and he seems so sad about it. I don't know how to deal with that. I just want to know what the problem is so I can fix it and we can move on.
Then ask him outright.
I have. He's not talking. And he's using sex as a weapon, which is entirely new and unexpected. One second I'm ready to confront him and the next.
Really don't need the details, man.
He keeps throwing himself at me like it's going out of fashion. Jensen paused, realization and worry weighing heavy on his chest. Or like we don't have enough time. Christian was quiet for several moments on the end of the line.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
He's pulling away is what he's doing. Jensen shook his head, uncaring as to whether Christian could see it or not. Hints and clues clicked into place as he thought over Jared's different behaviors over the years, until he finally found one that fit. When he did, his voice barely made it out of his throat. He did this with Sandy before they...
Come on, the kid isn't breaking up with you. He wouldn't...
Yeah? What would you call it? Jensen mumbled, the fight in his words now gone.
Man, just try to get through to him, okay? Keep trying. You know how he gets. The kid is prone to worrying and overthinking things. Whatever it is, he won't be able to keep it to himself for long, and is probably not even that bad. In fact, I bet you'll be more angry that he made you all girly over it. Am I right?
Jensen sighed. Maybe. I sure hope so. Jared, on occasion, was guilty of feeling insecure, and it was always painful, worrisome, and extremely irrational. When faced with the idea of Jensen loving him as he wished to be loved, all signs based on reason and evidence pointed in happy, optimistic directions. But no matter how sure he sometimes felt about certain things, deep down there was always room for doubt. That doubt, however small or brief, tended to turn from icicle to glacier size the more he thought it over. Usually, Jensen was there to slap him upside the head and tell him to knock it off, but for the first time in the 5 years they'd known each other, this was something he couldn't go to Jensen about. Which led him to where he was now, at Stanley Park's seawall, looking out over the view of Cole Harbor, sitting on the grass with the dogs and talking on the phone to his ex-girlfriend for the 10th time in 8 days.
You what?
Jared winced at the horrified disbelief in Sandy's voice. I know how it sounds.
You walked out on him?
I didn't walk out on him, Jared protested, then rolled his eyes at himself. Okay, I did, but the dogs needed a run.
And it couldn't have waited 15 minutes?
Jared sighed, ripping a blade of grass out of the ground in front of him. He glanced at Sadie and Harley as they lay beside him, tongues lolled as they caught their breath from their bout of running. I wanted to get out before things got awkward.
If things are awkward, Jared, it's because you made it that way. I can't imagine what Jensen must think.
I didn't mean to, Jared defended himself, barely stifling the whine in his voice. I'm not dealing with this too well, and he knows I'm upset, and now he's upset, and that's the last thing I wanted. I just want some time to get over this by myself.
Get over it? This isn't some crush you have, Jared. You're in love with him.
Yeah, and look what it's doing to us, Jared cried, lowering his voice when an elderly couple walking by turned to glance over at him. I can't stand feeling this way. I can't stand knowing I'm worrying him. I can't stand knowing that I'm screwing everything up.
You really think he won't feel the same? He's always loved you, you know that. And anybody with eyes knows it too. Even when you sprung the marriage idea on him, at the altar of all places, as confused and uncertain as I bet he was obviously sure enough about you to say yes. And if that wasn't enough, he's giving himself to you in ways a straight platonic male friend otherwise wouldn't. After all that, you honestly believe he doesn't feel the same?
Jared pushed down the hope that was dangerously trying to renew itself. I'm not sure.
Then be sure. Ask him.
How? Sandy's voice went from concerned warmth to dry sarcasm in seconds.
I don't know, Jared. Try opening your mouth, maybe?
Jared narrowed his eyes. Ha ha. You're hilarious.
I'm telling you, if everything you've said is true, Jensen feels the same. You're doing your relationship a huge disservice by not doing anything about it. Seriously, honey, how can he not love you?
Jared smiled sadly to himself, once again feeling Sandy's reassurances lift another weight from his shoulders. I'm being stupid, aren't I?
Beyond all reasonable doubt, yes. You need to stop wallowing. And for God's sake, stop lying to him. You're a terrible liar, and he's going to see right through it. Which is worse? I still can't believe you told him I was your mom.
I know. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean for any of this to happen. I just panicked. I'm really, really freaking out. I want this. Jared fidgeted anxiously. So much.
I know you do, honey. If he doesn't feel the same, then he's not going to be mean about it. You know him better than anyone. He won't hurt you either way. But I really don't think it'll come to that. You guys are something else.
Riding the brief high that came with peace of mind, Jared nodded to himself, decision made. Okay, I'll talk to him soon. Just gotta work up the nerve.
What are you going to do until then? Jensen's going to be worrying his butt off.
I have no idea. Apologize, I guess. Try and be normal. I'll worry about my giant love for him tomorrow. Sounding unsure and a little disappointed in him, Sandy spoke again.
You make it sound like it's just an errand you have to run.
Jared's mouth twitched in a humorless parody of a smile. It's the only way to stop it from hurting. When Jared returned home, he set the dogs free to run out the back door, which stood wide open, allowing a cool breeze through the kitchen that felt blissful against Jared's sweaty, heated skin. He hung the dogs' leashes on the wall in their usual place and cast a longing glance towards the back door, catching a slight smell of cigarette smoke drifting through the house before he headed upstairs for a shower. But not before sending a disheartened text message to Sandy. He's smoking. Her reply was quick and simple, representing Jared's feelings in the form of a sad face. Showered, dressed, and feeling rather cowardly, Jared mentally willed himself out of their bedroom and descended the stairs. The house was still empty, and the lingering smell of cigarette had obviously been replaced with another. Padding his way out onto the deck, he saw Jensen sitting back in one of the large wooden sunning chairs, his feet up on the seat as he exhaled a steady stream of white smoke and tapped his cigarette on the edge of the ashtray set on the wide arm of the chair. Jared approached cautiously, loud enough as to not suddenly sneak up on his husband, but quiet enough to be polite. He paused next to Jensen and glanced down at the ashtray, counting several cigarette butts. "I wish you wouldn't do that." Jensen's eyes remained where they were, gazing off somewhere into the distance. When he spoke, it was gruff and tired.
"Yeah, well, we don't always get what we want."
Jared was even more upset with himself at the look of utter dejection on Jensen's face and the idea that he'd caused it. He quickly made the decision to fix the mess between them and carefully moved to sit in front of Jensen, flinching when Jensen put his cigarette out in forceful stabs. He tentatively reached out a hand to smooth down the denim covering Jensen's bent legs and glanced up to see him staring right back, almost vacantly. Jared cleared his throat, moving his other hand to join in on the petting of Jensen's knee.
"I'm sorry for being weird."
Jensen's head tilted ever so slightly to the side, simply gazing at him for several moments before deciding to speak.
"Are you going to tell me what's going on?"
Jared sighed softly, giving a nod. "Eventually, I just need some time." Jared watched Jensen as he thought for a long minute, choosing his words carefully. When Jensen spoke again, he was quiet.
"Did something happen back home?"
"No, nothing like that," Jared assured him, shaking his head. "I've just gotta figure some things out in my head before I voice them. Know what I mean?"
Jensen nodded, his gaze softening the longer they stared at each other. "Is there anything I can do?"
Jared cracked a sourful smile.
"I could really do with a hug."
Jensen's answering half-smile held the same pain.
"So could I."
After a moment's hesitation, Jared slid forward, and Jensen lowered his legs over Jared's knees to meet him halfway. Jensen wrapped his arms around Jared's shoulders, pressing as much of his torso into the hug as possible. Jared pulled him in tight, fitting Jensen against him with the wide span of his hands and resting his mouth on Jensen's shoulder, simply breathing him in. Jared rubbed his hands in warm lines up and down Jensen's back.
"We're okay, right?"
"Yeah," Jensen replied, giving Jared a squeeze.
"We're okay."
After basking in their embrace for another few minutes, Jensen raised his chin from its place on Jared's shoulder and moved to look him in the eye. Jared watched as Jensen's gaze fell to Jared's mouth, and he let his own eyes close contentedly, enjoying the feel of Jensen's hands caressing through the hair at the nape of his neck and the curls behind his ears. When Jensen made no further move, Jared gently scrunched his hands in the front of Jensen's shirt and nuzzled closer, kissing Jensen with a soft peck. Jensen's hands moved to cradle Jared's jaw, and he parted his mouth, sighing against Jared's lips when he pressed forward for another kiss. They traded small, soft, lingering kisses, immersing themselves in their respite. Minutes passed by carelessly and without thought, with Jared listening to the steady beat of Jensen's heart beneath his cheek. He allowed himself to hope, feeling calm and peaceful for the first time since Jensen's birthday party. He didn't know why it still surprised him. The world of Jensen's arms had always been Jared's quiet place. The rest of the day was spent together doing little domestic jobs around the house,
getting the place tidy. They had appointments over the next couple of days with their body doubles and stunt coordinators, training for a massive fight scene in the season opener they were due to begin filming on Monday. Both men found a clean home was both preferred and oddly comforting during the first week back at work. Jared, to Jensen's immense relief, seemed more relaxed and happier than he'd seen him all week. His smile, while being a little on the shy end, was warm again. The light in his eyes was back in full force, and wherever he wandered through the house, his surroundings seemed to glow around him. Jared was also staring. More than several times that afternoon, Jensen had glanced over to see Jared looking back at him. Their eyes would meet briefly, and Jared's lips would quirk at the corners before he would eventually drop his gaze. It was a little unnerving, but not at all unwelcome. When Jared looked at him, the butterflies flitting about in Jensen's stomach seemed to shudder and burst into heated little sparks, like miniature firecrackers. It caught him completely off guard, either causing him to drift off mid-sentence or knocking his heartbeat out of rhythm. He felt like he was in the sixth grade all over again, experiencing his first real whirlwind crush. It was exhilarating. It felt good. After an hour of shy looks and exchanged smiles, Jared worked up the nerve to reach out and touch his husband. It was brief, just a hand on Jensen's hip to gently move him away from the cupboard of coffee mugs he was heading for, but it had them both pausing and holding their breath all the same. Jensen was busy trying to wrap his head around the heightened intensity between them, the difference in chemistry. Jared's heart was soaring in his chest, excited and longing, and for the moment it felt as if his love was being met and returned with equal enthusiasm. While Jensen was downstairs making coffee, Jared thought over his current predicament while he lay sprawled out on their bed, eyes closed to the sun coming through the curtains. After long deliberation and self-convincing, he decided that tomorrow would be the day he finally came clean. He would tell Jensen how he felt. Jensen found him minutes later, dozing peacefully across their pristine white bedding, and he leaned in the doorway for several moments, simply taking it all in before he walked over to join him. Jared awoke, being jostled as Jensen climbed onto the bed and gently lay over him, whispering, "It's only me." Jared sighed, moving his arm out to curl around Jensen. He ran the tips of his fingers down the nape of Jensen's neck, closing his eyes again when Jensen settled his head beneath Jared's chin and his hand over his heart. They lay that way until the sun dimmed beyond the windows, without words, without worries. They had dinner at the table, bantering back and forth in tentative jabs, smiling and laughing freely the more it went on. Afterward, they spent the evening watching television, their hands playing and caressing absently between them on the couch. The longer they sat together, the more they leaned into each other. By the time Jensen suggested they head to bed, he was plastered along Jared's side with their fingers entwined against his thigh. They worked together to lock up the house and turn the lights off, then met at the bottom of the stairs, where they once again took each other's hands and climbed the stairs, side by side. Once settled into bed, Jared fell asleep with his arms curled around himself. Jensen watched him tenderly, taking in the restful line of his shoulders and the pout of his lips, and nuzzled along his cheek, sliding his hands up the back of Jared's t-shirt and resting them against the small of his back before he, too, fell asleep. In the morning, Jensen felt it the moment Jared moved to get out of bed, and instead grabbed him by the wrist, groaning and tugging him back. He heard Jared chuckle, "Just having a shower." Jensen cracked an eyelid open, proceeding to pull his husband back to him. "Shower later." Jensen sighed happily when Jared gave in, spreading his legs for Jared to lie between them.
When he managed to get both eyes open, he found Jared gazing down at him, unwaveringly so, warmth and love glittering in the greens and hazels of his eyes. He felt increasingly breathless the longer Jared stared, and he arched up to kiss him, lifting his back off the mattress enough that Jared slid his arms beneath him. Jared pressed down and opened his mouth over Jensen's, the lines of their bodies melding together. Jensen thumbed the slant of Jared's cheekbones as he kissed him, rolling against his hips and panting when the pleasure it caused sparked along his spine. He reached for the hem of Jared's shirt and began to pull, dragging it over his head, and Jared shook his hair out of his eyes before doing the same with Jensen, letting the palms of his hands slide along his sleep-warmed skin. Removing and tossing their pajama bottoms to the side of the bed, they curled together, rocking, kissing, and panting until they were both desperate and frustrated. When Jared reached into the bedside drawer for their usual bottle of lubricant, Jensen refused to take it, pushing it back into Jared's hands. Jared went to speak, but Jensen cut him off. "My turn." "Sure?" Jared asked, slathering his fingers upon Jensen's nod. Jensen arranged his legs high around Jared's flanks, flinching at the feel of a finger breaching him, despite relaxing against the bed. Jared leaned in, working him through it with thorough, heated kisses as he thrust his fingers in and out, being careful to go slow as he knew Jensen preferred it that way. Jared had become accustomed to the friction of being penetrated and really liked the heat it created. Jensen, however, wasn't so inclined. Jared had once described the pleasure he derived from it as being similar to that of an itch being scratched. While not being an obvious kind of pleasure, it was toe-curling in intensity and went deep, tingling beneath his skin. Jensen himself had never gotten used to the feeling of being stretched and needed patience and care in order to enjoy it. That said, Jared never failed to get him off in some way or another, and he enjoyed their sex life more because it was with his best friend. Jared was familiar and an incredible comfort to lose himself in. When it came to Jared, Jensen knew without a doubt that he was in good hands. Jensen held Jared to him by the back of his neck, panting into his mouth as Jared fingered and rocked his hips down against him at the same time. "Ready?" Jared breathed, watching the column of Jensen's throat arch to meet him when he pressed his fingers in deep. Jensen groaned long and low, nodding as Jared kissed a trail from temple to chin. Jared removed his fingers and reached for a condom, pausing with a concerned frown when Jensen snatched his wrist in his hand. "Want you," Jensen whispered, brushing Jared's hair from his face. His eyes darkened as he watched Jared nip at the pad of Jensen's thumb with his teeth. Jared leaned down and mouthed Jensen's jaw, letting his stubble tickle his lips. He closed his eyes and sighed to himself at how true his next words were. "You have me." "No, I want you," Jensen reiterated, pushing Jared up again until he could see his face. "Just you." "I..." Jared started, the expression on his face one of shock once it quickly dawned on him what was really being discussed. "Really? Are you sure?" "There hasn't been anyone else," Jensen panted, suddenly needing Jared to reassure him. "There won't be anyone else. What about you?" Jared frowned, giving his head a confused shake. "No, no one else." "Then come here," Jensen breathed, urging Jared closer. Jared threw him several glances while he applied more lubricant to his length, trying to figure out the thoughts he could see, clear as day, rolling around behind Jensen's eyes. As he settled down over him, Jensen pulled him into a deep kiss that was soon cut short when Jared entered him. Jared once again worked him through it, kissing Jensen's face, neck, and the line of his collarbone as he inched in. When he was in all the way, he had to take a moment to catch his breath. While being inside Jensen wasn't a new experience, it was the first time since he'd clued in to the full scope of his feelings, as it was without a layer of latex between them. The pleasure was that much sharper, and Jared's body was trembling with it. They soon set a pace that was comfortable enough for the both of them. Jared was a steady stream of choked whimpers and gasps, and Jensen, quietly aching at the relief of having Jared physically connected to him again, couldn't seem to tear his eyes away. He was hot and strung out, feeling like the air was being sucked from his lungs at the passion Jared was expressing with his hands, his eyes, and the whispered, "Gents," he let slip amidst their shared breathing. When Jared began stroking Jensen between them, he watched Jensen avidly as he tossed his head back against the pillows and moaned, rolling his hips up into Jared's hands and down onto his cock. Jared gasped, thrusting in sync with his movements. He used a little more force, feeling the beginnings of orgasm simmering low in his belly and wanting to feel Jensen come undone around him. "Fuck," Jensen panted, snapping his eyes open to watch his husband. "Oh, fuck, Jared." Jared chased his name with a kiss, fucking Jensen with his tongue and smothering the moan that soon followed. Jensen grasped Jared's hair in his hands and tilted his head for better access, panting through his nostrils as his own orgasm built. Jensen tore his mouth away and wrapped his arms around Jared's shoulders, enjoying the feel of Jared holding him, being with him. It was the closest they'd ever been physically, and when paired with the way Jared kept gazing at him with something that looked a lot like love, Jensen thought fleetingly, as his orgasm, his breath, was ripped from him, that they were so far beyond just having sex, just getting off. Jared had his arms around Jensen as soon as it hit, thrusting and rubbing down and wringing it completely out of him, and when Jensen whispered his name breathlessly into his shoulder, Jared's heart blossomed in his chest. As Jared came, Jensen pushed the hair off his face and watched the orgasm play across his features, seemingly enthralled with the way Jared's eyes stayed on him as he wrote it out. When it was over, Jared collapsed forward with a low groan into Jensen's neck, mouthing the words on the tip of his tongue along Jensen's sweaty skin, "Love you." Gently pulling out, Jared settled over Jensen and rested his head on Jensen's chest. They lay there for several minutes and caught their breath, Jared closing his eyes to the comfort of Jensen's caressing hands moving up and down his back. "I really hate to kill the moment," Jensen mumbled, nuzzling the nape of Jared's neck, "but my legs are falling asleep." Jared smiled and peeled himself away, grimacing at the stickiness between their bellies. "Shower time." "Definitely," Jensen replied, pressing his hand to the cooling mess on his stomach and purposely smearing it across Jared's chest. "Ew," Jared gaped, slapping at him when he tried again. "Stop." Jensen sniggered. "Go start the shower, bitch." "You start it," Jared retorted, giving him a playful shove, despite the fact he was already getting up and heading for the bathroom. As Jared turned the shower on and adjusted the heat, he felt Jensen come up behind him, sliding his arms around Jared's waist and pressing kisses between his shoulder blades. Jared felt light as air, sunny and optimistic about the admission he was going to make today. Now it was a matter of waiting for the right moment. Telling Jensen he harbored a big, girly love for him while washing his body of semen, however, wasn't exactly the setting he had in mind. They showered, washing themselves and each other between bouts of kissing and cuddling. It was a jagged pattern. One moment they'd be soaping themselves and chatting casually, The next, they couldn't keep their hands off each other. When Jensen had managed to get himself clean, Jared crowded him against the shower wall, kissing and rubbing against him simply for the fun of it. Jensen combed his fingers through Jared's wet hair and brushed it from his face, grinning as Jared's stomach rumbled. "Go start on breakfast," Jared said. "I'll finish up here." "Yes, sir," Jensen replied, reluctantly pulling away from Jared's arms and forcing himself out of the stall before the kiss Jared was giving him could get out of hand. As Jensen toweled himself off in their bedroom, Jared's cell phone vibrated on the dresser and rattled off its normal text message tone. He sighed unhappily at the many thoughts and feelings that began effectively ruining his blissful mood, realizing whoever was on the other end was probably the person Jared had been on the phone to all week. On the one hand, he was curious. On the other, if he was completely honest with himself, he was jealous. Whoever it was had managed to possess Jared's attentions when he couldn't. It bothered him to no end, despite his efforts to forgive and forget. When the phone buzzed again impatiently, Jensen threw a torn glance toward the bathroom. He played the "truth you find may not be the one you are looking for" cliché over in his head, complete with all of its variations, weighing up the pros and cons of reading the message. After much restraint and the yelling in his brain telling him not to, he gave in and snatched the phone from the dresser. "Sender, Sandy. Today?" Jensen frowned, unsure of what that meant. He mulled it over confusedly for a few moments before, stupidly, answering the message with, "Today what?" The reply he got was quick and ominous. "Sender, Sandy, are you going to tell him?" Tell him what? Jensen didn't understand what he was reading, let alone what context it was in, but he let the sinking feeling in his gut and the pounding of his heart push him to snoop through the rest of Jared's phone. 3 missed calls, 6 outgoing calls, 5 incoming, all to and from Sandy. He was stunned. Jared had been in obsessive contact with Sandy? His ex-fiancée, Sandy. Perhaps what bothered him more was the fact that Jared's message boxes were completely empty. Whatever they were, whatever they had contained, Jared had thought to delete them. Their entire relationship, they'd never kept secrets. Jared was a ball of bubbly, curious energy on his worst days, and Jensen had learned quickly that what was his would soon end up being Jared's. That included his iPod, his Nintendo Wii, that sat stored in the bottom cupboard of their entertainment center next to Jared's Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, and, of course, his cell phone. He still remembered the first time he'd caught Jared playing with his cell phone. Jared had been relaxing in his set chair while waiting for a scene to be reset. What are you doing?" "Beating your high scores," Jared had replied, his eyes trained on the screen as he grinned brightly. "Every single one of them." Jensen frowned. "But I..." "Your mama says hi, by the way. I texted her back for you." It was then that Jensen realized it was the way their relationship was going to be from then on. No secrets, no privacy, living in each other's space like it was their own. Jensen had given it a moment to sink in before he'd shrugged and fell into his seat, leaning over Jared's shoulder. "Bet you a beer you can't beat my Tetris high score." Jared had smirked, already seeing victory on the horizon. "You're on." And that was how it had been ever since. Until now. Jensen was staring down at Jared's call durations, the longest being 2 hours 53 minutes. He didn't know whether to feel relieved or sick. He just knew his flight response was winning and that he needed to get out before he caused a fight with information he didn't understand. He put Jared's phone back on the dresser and quickly set about getting dressed in a t-shirt, jacket, and track pants, bolting from the room when he heard the shower turn off. He snatched his keys, phone, and left the house, ignoring Jared's, "I hope you made pancakes, jerk," as he fled to his Land Rover and reversed down the driveway like a bat out of hell. After 10 minutes of going in no particular direction, and deciding it was safer to stop somewhere than continue driving in the state he was in, Jensen parked on the side of the road under the shade of nearby trees and shut the engine off, gazing at his shaking hands before he slumped back into his seat. Forcing himself to deal with the situation brought all of the frustration, anger, and hurt back to the surface. What was Jared planning on telling him? After all, Jensen was assuming he was the him in question. And why the hell did Sandy know about it? Jensen adored that woman almost as much as Jared had, and he didn't have a hostile bone in his body toward her. But the fact of the matter was, Jared had been in touch with her, more than what was normal for him. And while Jared had been off chatting it up with his ex-fiancée, Jensen, his husband, had been home wondering what he'd done wrong. It was all kinds of unfair, and Jensen, quite frankly, felt cheated. Crushed. He also couldn't stop the feeling of actually being cheated on. He knew Jared and Sandy's history, the going-ons of their relationship, and he'd seen how upset Jared had been when they'd mutually decided that their relationship wasn't going the way they'd hoped. Jensen had been there to pick up the pieces the best way he knew how. Movie marathons, beer, pizza, and letting Jared kick his ass at every game in his collection. And as a result, had rather proudly lifted Jared out of his depression. He knew Jared still loved Sandy, still thought of her frequently, and even called her once in a while to talk, because they were still friends. Even more than that, Jensen knew he was important to Jared, knew Jared cared about him in ways they hadn't yet said, and he knew Jared wasn't the cheating kind. But the unreasonable side of Jensen's nature was throwing accusations left, right, and center. He simply didn't know what to think. He grabbed his cell phone and, after finding the name he was looking for, pressed the call button. When he heard the ringtone cut off, he went straight ahead without waiting for a greeting. "Jared's been secretly calling Sandy." Christian's reply was instantaneous.
"I'll kill him."
"Knew I should have called Steve," Jensen replied with a roll of his eyes before he hung up. Having explained everything to Steve, the changes he'd noticed, the phone calls and texts, the alien awkwardness between them, he was just as confused as Jensen.
"It doesn't make any sense, man. You two were the picture of head over balls. There's gotta be a reasonable explanation. Jared may be a lot of things, but a cheater ain't one of them, and we both know that's a fact."
"I know, but he's talking to her when he should be talking to me," Jensen replied.
"It's like my mama used to say, marrying your best friend seems like the greatest idea in the beginning, but who do you bitch to when your best friend does something stupid?"
"I haven't done anything stupid."
"I know that, but maybe this is something he can't talk to you about."
"He tells me everything."
"Maybe he needs a girl's opinion."
"His ex-girlfriend's opinion?"
"I'm out of ideas, man,"
Steve sighed.
"Do you love him?"
Jensen frowned. "Of course I do."
"No, I mean, do you love him?"
As soon as Steve's voice carried through the line, Jensen knew without a doubt that it was true. There was no hesitation in him, just the renewed need of wanting to sort things out. "Yes."
"Then you've got to know, right?"
Jensen sighed heavily as Steve went on.
I don't know, man. If the way he was looking at you at the party was anything to go by, I'd say you have nothing to worry about. Then again, it's Jared. I adore that kid, but he can be kind of a dipshit. And we all know how he felt about that girl of his.
Jensen let his head fall back against the headrest. What am I going to do?
Talk to him.
I've tried. He shuts down. Every time I try to get some answers, I end up getting laid instead.
Then you fight your dick and try again. This can't keep going on. You know that. Trap him. Tie him down if you have to. Go cold turkey on his ass. Just get it done. You'll worry yourself sick if you don't.
I know, Jensen replied quietly.
And maybe tell him how you feel while you're at it. For all you know, he's worrying and wondering why you haven't said it. You know how sappy he is.
But, Jensen started, his throat suddenly feeling tight. What if I tell him and it turns out he's leaving me for Sandy? I don't know what he's keeping from me, but if I proclaim myself and it all goes bad, I won't be able to take it. I can't. Steve's reply was soft and sympathetic.
Then talk to him, man. Find out for sure. Get your cards out on the table and give him a kick up the ass. That kid loves you, Jensen. I might not be sure of a lot of things, but I'm sure about this.
Okay, Jensen said, swallowing down the tears that threatened to come out and nodding to himself. When he caught the time on the dashboard, he straightened in his seat. Look, I gotta go. Jared and I have gotta be at training in 20 minutes.
All right, man. Let me know how it goes,
Steve replied warmly.
Jared ain't the only one who worries about you.
Jensen smiled. Thanks, man. And stop Chris from doing anything stupid, like flying up here to kick Jared's ass. Despite popular belief, Jared would win. Steve chuckled.
Duly noted.
Jensen winced. And don't ever tell Chris I said that. When Steve had finished laughing, Jensen could hear the massive grin in his voice.
As long as you don't tell Chris I agree with you.
When Jensen returned home, Jared was quietly waiting on the front steps, dressed in a hoodie and sweats, looking wary and ashamed. Jensen wound the driver's side window down with the touch of a button and glanced over at him from behind his sunglasses. Jared leapt up and strode over, his face a show of agony and his hands gesturing in supplication. Jensen, I'm so...
Just get in the car, Jared, Jensen replied calmly. We're going to be late if we don't leave now.
But
we're not doing this now. Get in.
Jensen saw Jared's shoulders sag as he walked to the passenger side and climbed in, and he ignored the trembling sniffle he heard beside him as he put the vehicle in reverse and quickly drove back out. Despite efforts to appear their usual comfortable selves, their stunt coordinator and fellow stunt actors noticed the air of tension between them as soon as they entered the training center. They spent the first 20 minutes gently warming up before being split between their doubles to work through the basic scene actions. Jensen glanced over at Jared as he strode across the padded floor to shake hands with Mike, his stunt double, as the two of them fell into easy conversation. Jensen bumped fists with his own stunt man, Todd, before they started walking through the scene. He and Jared had been up against multiple stunt actors in one scene several times before, but had never engaged in a trained fight with 9 of them at once. According to Todd, Jensen was going to have to stab one, headbutt and slash the next, before kicking a stuntman back into a sugar glass cabinet. That was going to be followed by a 5-hit combo against 2 stunt actors, one in front and one behind him. Jared was going to go up against the rest in parries and counter moves before Jensen would throw him the demon killing knife, allowing him to kill them all in quick thrusts.
Apparently, Kripke and the other show writers wanted to kick off season 6 with a bang. They worked through the scene separately, talking through what they felt comfortable doing and what they'd leave for their stunt doubles. Jensen was happy enough to do everything up until having to be tossed against the wall, where Todd would step in and do the shot. Jared had no potentially painful stunts, so felt happy enough to perform it all himself. When they'd practiced the entire scene without any glitches, Lou, their stunt coordinator, ordered a run-through of the two of them together against the 9 stunt actors. They spent the next half hour breaking the scene down into parts and acting them out before they did it in its entirety. Feeling comfortable and confident enough, Lou ordered Jared and Jensen into gentle sparring to cool down. Standing in front of each other in fight stances, Jared punched forward slow enough for Jensen to knock it aside. They sparred for a few minutes before Jared sighed and finally spoke. "About before." "Don't even," Jensen muttered, giving a low hook to Jared's gut and gently connecting with his body. Jared sprung forward. "When are we?" "Don't even," Jensen repeated, his voice a low warning as he smacked Jared's arm away with a bit more force. "Not here." "I just need to know what it is you're thinking so I can tell you you're wrong," Jared said, tapping his foot hard to the back of Jensen's calf. Jensen's nostrils flared as he inhaled, catching the next foot Jared kicked out at him and shoving him halfway across the mat. "And I said, not here." Jared shut his mouth and swung out again, Jensen catching his bicep with one hand and slugging him in the chest with the other. Jared decided to wait and fake him out with a few taunting jumps forward and back, and when Jensen took the bait and threw a punch, Jared caught it in his hand, his palm aching with the force behind it, and shoved him back, seeing the growing anger on Jensen's face. "Calm the hell down, Jensen," Jared urged, glaring at him. "Don't tell me what the fuck to do," Jensen spat. "You're right, we shouldn't do this here," Jared replied, barely managing to hit Jensen's next fist aside before it could connect with his face. "I don't know what makes me more pissed," Jensen snarled, giving another failed swing. "The fact that you've been lying to me all week, or the fact that you've been sneaking around with her." Jared felt a twinge of anger at the way Jensen's voice had caught on the mention of Sandy, and grabbed Jensen's flying arm, punching him in the stomach and hitting him with a force he hadn't meant to. He watched with dawning horror as Jensen gasped and doubled over with an arm over his belly. "Shit, Jens, I didn't mean..." Jensen's fiery green eyes flashed before Jared hit the floor, pain exploding across his right cheekbone. He looked up to see Jensen standing over him, chest heaving and fist curled at his side, his face a picture of fading frustration. Guys, Lou said, having kept an eye on the proceedings. "Maybe you oughta hit the showers." Jared glanced around at the surrounding stunt actors, all trying to be unconcerned, but apparently having seen their domestic argument play out. He rolled up into a sitting position and palmed the throbbing in his cheek, panic rising in his chest as Jensen turned tail and walked away. "Jensen," Jared begged. "Please." The sound of the double doors opening and slamming shut was a flinch-worthy bang that echoed throughout the hall and brought tears to his eyes. Jared found Jensen by the SUV some minutes later, smoking a cigarette with shaky hands. He watched him silently for several seconds before Jensen ground his smoke out beneath his sneaker, climbed up into the vehicle, and closed himself in. As Jared approached the SUV with much trepidation, he saw the white-knuckled death grip Jensen had on the steering wheel clearly through the windscreen as he waited for Jared to get in. Jared opened the passenger side door, climbing in and avoiding Jensen's eyes, afraid to try, already knowing that Jensen wouldn't meet them. At home, Jared followed Jensen into the house and through the living room. Before Jared could open his mouth, to say what, he wasn't sure. Jensen had ducked into the freezer and extracted a pack of frozen peas, which he tossed at Jared. Jared rolled the bag around between his hands for a moment, and then gently pressed it to his aching jaw.
"We need to talk."
Jared cocked an eyebrow, humorlessly. "No shit." He knew this was coming. He'd seen it in the pleading little glances Jensen had been throwing at him over the last week. Putting on his acting coat and pretending he'd forgotten Jensen's birthday had been effortless, but when it came to pretending his insides weren't twisted at the possibility of losing everything he'd come to love, well, he sucked. Jensen had seen right through him, bided his time to ambush him about it, and now Jared had nowhere to hide. Jared trailed his eyes uselessly along the weave of carpet beneath his feet, opting to remain silent. He could feel Jensen's eyes on him, staring a hole through him, and he just wanted to go back to the night of Jensen's birthday. If he'd gotten up from the table and gone with him to get a drink, then his mother wouldn't have commented to him about how in love he and Jensen had looked that night. And he'd still be pleasantly oblivious. Maybe then he and Jensen would have grown in love together, and he wouldn't be stuck feeling like he was about to ruin his marriage. He heard Jared sigh shakily, and he glanced up at him, surprised to see the telltale signs of angry tears being held at bay. Jensen spoke, his voice low and hurt, and he looked into Jared's eyes and chewed on his lip.
"Are you going to tell me?"
The heartbeat in Jared's chest suddenly felt sluggish and heavy. He opened his mouth, but nothing came. Jensen nodded at the floor, crossing his arms over his torso as if to protect himself.
"You were in the shower this morning and your phone went off.
Every instinct told me not to do it, but you've been so secretive lately and I just wanted to know what was going on."
He looked back up at his husband, the air around him growing tense.
"I saw the calls, the texts, everything."
Jared removed the bag of peas from his cheek, nervously picking at the packaging in his hands.
"Chance."
"When were you going to tell me?"
Jensen asked, his voice scary calm. Jared swallowed.
"Tell you what?"
"Whatever it is Sandy keeps urging you to tell me,"
Jensen replied.
"Are you done with me? Is that it? Are you going back to her? Should I pack my things and leave?"
Jared's mouth fell open, utterly flabbergasted.
"What?" "I said that if you ever felt like you wanted something else, you were to be straight up with me. I told you that,"
Jensen answered, his voice low and threatening. A glance at Jared had his lip curling, his face crumpling with sadness.
I thought you were happy with me. Was I wrong?"
"You think I'm..." No, Jensen, that's not..."
"Explain it to me then. Tell me you're not going back to her,"
Jensen said, throwing any attempt at being reasonable out the window, demanding reassurance.
"Tell me I got it wrong."
"You got it wrong, so wrong,"
Jared sighed.
"She's been supportive. She's been helping me."
"Well, ain't that a huge slap in the face? Here I was thinking I was the one you married. And don't pretend you haven't been lying to my face. You've been doing it all week."
Jared gestured nervously, glancing around the room for something to concentrate on.
"I wasn't lying. I was simply omitting certain pieces of information. I just needed some time to figure things out."
Jensen stared at him with a mixture of fury and anxiety.
Tell me what's going on. Just, are you leaving me?
Jared glanced tearfully at the ceiling before fixing his eyes on his husband.
No, I'm not leaving you. Never.
The anger faded from Jensen's face, his furrowed brow softening out.
But I can't guarantee you won't leave me.
Jensen closed his eyes, shaking his head incredulously. His voice was cracked and small.
Tell me, please, just...
Jared waited for him to open his eyes, and when he did, Jared gazed into them for a few heavy moments before finally, finally coming clean.
I'm in love.
It took a few moments for a reaction, but when it came, it reinforced all of the fears Jared had been anxiously mulling over all week. Jensen's face slowly crumbled in, his sad eyes shutting tight as he shook his head again, as if in denial, or to shake the tears away, Jared wasn't sure, but the sight of it punched him in the gut all the same.
With you, Jensen. I fell in love with you.
Quick as that, the agony on Jensen's face fell away to complete shock. Jared watched him, greeting Jensen's startled, slack expression with a frightened one of his own, simply needing to fill the chilling silence with something. Jared did what he did best. He sat down gently on the coffee table behind him and began talking.
I've always loved you in some way or another. Moment we met, man, you looked at me in this way, like you were sizing me up and trying to figure out the best way to deal with me. And I knew right then I was going to love you,
Jared said, dropping the peas next to him and threading his fingers together as he watched Jensen's expression warily.
I loved your passion for the job, your charm, your professionalism. Then I started loving the way you described things when you talked. The way you would look at me sometimes like I was crazy, but you kind of dug me anyway.
Jared saw there was still no change in his husband and nervously soldiered on, babbled more as he went.
I love how you care about people, how you care for me and mine. I love the way you're a sore loser and the shit fits you throw over things that don't matter all that much, and then how calm you can be when they do. I love your smile and your girly laugh, and I love the way you always make me feel more than I am,
Jared said, smiling to himself hesitantly as he went on.
I love being married to you. I love going home to see family with you. I love it when our families are together. I love everything about you. And then when I don't think there's any more to learn about you, something always comes up, and I start loving that too.
Jared saw it when Jensen began absorbing everything, continuing with his need to get it all out in the open before Jensen had the chance to condemn him.
I love waking up next to you and going to bed with you. I love standing close to you, just having you near me,
Jared said, his voice coming softer now.
I love kissing you and hugging you and having you kiss and hug me back like you love it just as much. And, God, I love having sex with you. Never thought I would even try it, but I love it and I love the way it is with you. And I guess somewhere in all of that, it grew so quietly in the background that I didn't even know it was there. 5 years, man.
Jared paused, sighing and running his hand through his hair, letting the silence suffocate the room before he explained the rest.
I've been calling her, yes, but for advice. I wanted to know what was missing, why it didn't feel the same as loving her did. She was helping me. Turns out she knew more about my feelings than I did. She thinks it's been ready to happen for a while. The reason it feels different is because I got the way I loved you mixed up with the way I've always loved you. It never changed. It only got stronger, so I didn't even question it. And then my mama went and said how in love we looked, and suddenly there was a label on it.
The biggest love I've ever felt, and I didn't even know that's what it was. How much of an idiot do you think I feel like? Jensen's voice was hoarse and quiet when he finally spoke.
And you were going to keep this a secret?
Jared nodded. I was going to deal with it myself. I didn't want to ruin anything. The shitstorm that would have resulted from that, if you ever found out, would be so bad there would be no going back. How ironic is that? I go and fall in love with my husband, and that's what's going to ruin our marriage. Jared sighed, rubbing shaky hands over his face and through his hair, hating the silence. He chanced a quick look in Jensen's direction and saw no difference, no emotion. He reasoned with the panic rising in his throat, telling himself that it was the same look Jensen got when he was thoroughly thinking something over, looking at it from all angles and inwardly discussing pros and cons with himself. And I'm scared to death. Love is fucking scary, man. It's complete. I will end up giving you my whole heart because that's what I do, and I trust you. God, I trust you with my life. But this... I mean, where one of us has gone, the other has always followed, you know? We've always been side by side through everything. I've always been sure of you, that I could always count on you, and I've always prided myself on being your best friend. But this is such a risk because you are the one person I've ever wanted to give myself completely over to, and I wasn't aware until recently that I even wanted that. This time, I'm at a loss, man. I really have no idea how this is all gonna go down, and that really worries me because I want you to be on the same page so bad. Jensen's voice was so small and tired that it cut through Jared's little speech like a shock.
I'm going to stop you right there.
After several long seconds of hearing his own heartbeat thumping away in his ears, Jared nodded. Jensen shook his head.
You're such a dick.
Jared blanched. What? Jensen's stance remained hard, even as his voice came out soft.
You heard me. You're a dick.
The different signals threw Jared off. He was unsure if Jensen was mad or sad or disappointed. He hung his head and apologized.
I'm sorry.
Jensen let his arms flop to his sides.
You think I don't feel the same?
Jared's head shot up.
You mean you do? This is so like you.
Jensen muttered as he began pacing the floor of the living room where it joined with the kitchen tile.
You blow things out of proportion and get yourself all worked up for no reason.
Jensen, Jared begged, tears in his voice, and Jensen turned to glance at him, the annoyance falling away completely at the saddened, pleading, hopeful look Jared was gazing at him with.
Do you?
Jared watched Jensen carefully as he wandered over and lowered himself to his knees in front of him. The gently chastising, yet adoring, gaze Jensen looked at him with seemed to penetrate all the way. Jared felt it in his soul, curling and licking around his heart and making him warm all over, as did the love in Jensen's voice when he whispered,
Jared, you... giant dumbass. How could I not?
Jared was overcome. His sad expression caved in, and the tears glistening in his eyes spilled over and down his cheeks as he heaved a shaky sob. Jensen's hands were there in a flash, thumbing his tears away and smoothing his hair aside.
You honestly think I wouldn't?
Jensen asked. His voice soft but firm. After all the things we've done together, everything we've been through, you thought I would let you go off without me? No way, man. Jared reached up to grip the neck of Jensen's white t-shirt, hanging his head and choking on a sob.
God, I'm so sorry,
Hey now, none of that.
Jensen cut him off, bringing him closer. I think the punch in the face made us even.
Jared hiccuped, cracking a half smile. Don't make it a habit. This shit hurts.
You going to put me through this again?
Jared shook his head. Never.
Then we'll be okay,
Jensen replied, gently kissing along the slight swelling on Jared's cheekbone.
I'm sorry, too.
Jared closed his eyes to the tender press of Jensen's lips, moving his hands around to bring him closer still as he breathed shakily through the last of his tears.
And please stop crying, Jensen said against his skin, a smile in his voice. It's giving my ego mixed signals.
Jared chuckled wetly, wiping quickly at his face as Jensen took his hands, their fingers threading together in Jared's lap. For a long moment, they gazed at each other, enjoying the warmth of relief and palpable bliss traveling through their separate bodies to shine in their eyes, exchanging the same gentle, loving smile. Jared leaned in, enjoying the way Jensen's eyes sparkled and softened around the edges, as they always had, before he gently took Jensen's face between his palms and kissed him. He felt the usual rolling heat in his stomach when Jensen pressed forward, with the smallest moan vibrating behind his lips, curling his hands in support beneath Jared's elbows. They stayed there, softly kissing like they had all the time in the world, until Jensen's knees began to ache. The quiet of their bedroom was peaceful, infinite, as they sat wrapped around each other, foreheads resting against each other, simply breathing. Jensen sat straddled above Jared, fingers gentle as they threaded and curled through Jared's hair, in slow, rhythmic undulations, and Jared soaked it in, nuzzling and caressing his affection along Jensen's soft smile and flanks. Jensen breathed his pleasure, shoulders hunching as Jared smoothed his hands up and over his back, and he responded with a kiss, smiling at the dreamy look in Jared's eyes as they came open. Jared watched him, slowly running his hands up and down Jensen's sides as Jensen stroked his thumbs along the apples of Jared's cheeks. Being lost in each other, in soft touches, chaste kisses, and hugs that labored their breathing, had the time passing unnoticed. It was the shadowed dimming of the green in Jensen's glittering eyes that told Jared it was dark outside. Mouthing a kiss on the warm skin under Jensen's jaw, Jared slid his hands up his husband's belly, gathering his shirt with them before he gently tugged it over Jensen's head. He pressed Jensen tighter against each other, his heart throbbing wonderfully as he rested his cheek against Jensen's chest, relishing the accompaniment of Jensen's arms hugging him close. Another several moments passed with Jensen curling his hands through Jared's hair and kissing the top of his head, gently rolling forward in Jared's lap at the feel of his fingers dancing across his back. Jensen's fingers tightened in Jared's hair when Jared began kissing along his chest, and his breathing grew heavier the more Jared pulled him in, passion finally taking hold of their quiet afternoon intimacy. Pushing forward for a kiss that quickly grew hungry, Jensen gasped as Jared gripped him by the backs of his thighs and lifted, maneuvering them both into a heated sprawl on the bed. There, with unspoken agreement, warm gazes, and breathless smiles, Jared and Jensen made love. Some hours later, in the moonlit stillness of their room, Jared was lying on his back with Jensen curled in the crook of his arm, watching Jensen as he dozed, tired and spent. Unsure of how long they lay like that, unmoving, calm, Jared felt his breath come in easy, restful pulls when Jensen's eyes fluttered open, staring back at him unwaveringly. Jensen smirked and let his eyes fall closed again, his whisper blowing soft against Jared's lips.
Stop watching me.
Jared sighed, unabashed.
Can't.
Jensen blushed against Jared's shoulder.
I love you, Jensen said, his voice a fond whisper.
Jared smiled in turn, his love a soft flutter beneath the surface of his skin.
I love you.
Jensen gave Jared's shoulder a nuzzle and kiss, before rolling his entire body forward to fit along Jared's side. Jared watched him as he settled, and then as he fell asleep, holding him close. With a wide yawn, he pressed his mouth to the space between Jensen's brows and soon joined him. It was almost 9 months later when the boys found themselves at a Chicago convention, the first since their wedding, in a room of Supernatural fans, being slapped with the first of many inevitable questions. "Is it true you got married?" a polite woman in her mid-40s asked Jensen. Jensen nodded and smiled. "I got married, yes." Which, of course, had the entire room suddenly in a flurried mix of excitement and disappointment. Next to ask a question was a young lady who politely introduced herself to both of the boys as Amanda.
"Hey, Amanda," Jared and Jensen chorused.
"This one is for Jensen," she said, fighting her way through a blush. "Has being married made work more difficult because you can't be with your wife all the time?"
Jensen cast a quick glance at Jared, who stood beside him and smiled in return.
"No, not really," Jensen replied, reaching out and slapping Jared in the gut, a wide grin emblazoned on his face for the whole room to see. "I married Sasquatch here, you see."
The end.
This has been a recording of The Radio Wedding, written by Tenalia and read by Eos Rose.